think it's important to distinguish what it will be for the church. It's a secret rapture. The world will know nothing about it. They'll know we're gone, but for the world themselves, they'll be very happy. These are people that caused difficulties, they caused problems, they stood against progress, and they'll be quite happy that they're gone. But as you have expressed, for the world, when coming judgment comes, it will be that way. It will be judgment, and it will be Thessalonians 5, I think you were quoting from. It will be in that character. We just got done with Luke at home. We looked at the ark, and we see that men married. They continued in marriage. They just went on life as normal until the day. Until the day. Noah preached. Until the day came when the flood came and God took them away. I did want to comment on the Apostle Paul, that there came a later time in his life and the life of Peter when they both knew that they were going to leave this world before that coming. For I am now ready to depart, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought. And this is what we want to leave with us today. The Lord helping us that we as young people might be able to say, if the Lord takes us home, that before his coming, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up, Paul says, for me, a crown of righteousness. And now listen to what he says. He says, I'm looking to that day. He says, I want to tell you that the Lord is going to give me that crown in that day, in his heartbeat for that day. But he says, you know, this is not for me only. He wanted you and I to have this same hope that he had. Peter also learned that when he was old, he would die, really, on a cross. He would be carried where he didn't want to go. But for us, in the economy of what we're talking about today, we always have his hope, his coming set before us.
I just have a quick question. I heard at one point that time does not exist in heaven. And the number one question is, is that true? And if that's true, if we are taken before the Lord comes, will we be aware of that gap between the time that we're taken and the time that the Lord comes to take us? Or is this something that we're not given, we're not allowed to understand?
You're asking about us being aware of what's going on earth when we are in heaven?
Aware of the time between, like, or will it just happen? Like, are we going to be aware of the time in between that's on earth while we're in heaven if we're taken before the Lord comes?
I don't understand.
Your question that the Lord took me this moment and I'm ushered into heaven, would I know the timing when Christ is coming to bring us home? Okay, I will tell you no. This decision, I would suggest to you, is something that is known
to the Father.
For the Father and the Lord Jesus himself. The Lord said the season, the times is for the Father. He spoke of it as the Son of Man. But these seasons of him coming, let me put it this way, him coming for us is unknown to all but God himself. Okay? So we wouldn't know. But for him to come and appear and reign, we all know that from the point of the rapture until he comes to reign, we know the timing. It's approximately 7 years plus a little bit that the Lord will come and appear to reign. But as far as the rapture, even though we are in heaven, even though we are in his presence in paradise, it is not for us to know the moment that Christ is coming for us.
Will we be aware of the time that exists between that moment that we are taken and the time that he comes?
I don't think so.
No.
No. I think the answer is no.
No.
It's exactly like you said, heaven does not have time.
That's right. It was here. It was on earth that the Lord established the times and the seasons. A day is with the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. We can't quite understand that because our minds are finite. We have limits to what we can understand, you see. But I think the answer is no to that. And
heaven.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be concerned, and I think the glory of the Lord will be so bright that you won't be able to see the sun rising or setting or anything like that. But I just wanted to touch on something Chuck touched on as far as we goes. We saw we in Corinthians, and now we see it here in Thessalonians. And again, it's for all believers. And I've been approached, and I just want to make the comment that the we is all believers. There is no, some people are going to make it, and then some people have to live through part of the tribulation and then go to heaven. I've heard that there's partial rapture, and if you're not that good. But that takes away from what we heard or what you guys heard on Wednesday, that in 1 John we read, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Now, we know that we're cleansed from all sin, and nothing can take that away. We are saved, and Uncle Amos will say, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. You cannot lose your salvation. And so this we is all of us. We will all that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ be raptured at that time. But as we've been saying, should we sin that grace would abound? God forbid. So we still need to live on for the Lord.
I think we want to wrap up as we have just a very few minutes left. I want to emphasize the last part of verse 17. The hope of the believer is not to go to heaven. The hope of the believer is not streets paved with gold and all of the various things. And I have relatives right here in town that a year ago began to set before us what they thought heaven was. And they gave all of these descriptions and everything. Our hope is to meet the Lord. Our hope is to be with the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And I'd turn to it, but I'm not going to read it. What a wondrous day. The Lord Jesus is going to present the church to himself, a glorious church, young people, not having spot or wrinkle. What a future lies before us. But here it says, to meet the Lord in the air. And what are we going to do? We're going to be forever with the Lord. That's the hope. That's the one that we look for. And a lot of the other ideas that come, well, we have to be real careful, don't we? I trust that my affections are drawn to this blessed man. He is the one that we'll spend all eternity with, isn't he?